for a Republican to run in the city, we're already behind the eight ball because of the enrollment advantage, enrollment disadvantage. You're running against an incumbent who's got nearly $400,000 in her bank account. To try and raise that money in the next 7 weeks is a task that is very uphill. Good people don't want to get involved in politics sometimes. And you look at the scrutiny that you go through. You look at the money you have to raise. You look at the organization and the campaign that you need to put together. I know firsthand because I've been a candidate. You know, as the party leader, I fully expect some sort of scrutiny from the media. But the scrutiny that your family has to go through, people don't want to go through that. They have good careers. They're worried about providing for their family. They're worried about saving for their college. They're worried about their job. Good people, a lot of times, and we talk to a lot of good folks about running for mayor. But, you know, it's tough to find good candidates for public office. We have a number of folks. Our county executive ran unopposed last time. We have 8 out of 17 Republican legislators running unopposed this year. It's unfortunate that we don't have a candidate for mayor. Unfortunately, a lot of times, Laura, there aren't a lot of choices in this arena for a number of different offices. Folks run unopposed all the time. This is no difference. I mean, the mayor has a Green Party candidate and a Conservative Party candidate running against her. You know, we gave it a yeoman's effort to try and find a candidate. That's why we went to the extraordinary lengths that we went to preserve our ballot line for as long as we could in hopes that that candidate would come forward, who has never come forward.